You're listening to SBS News.
A child living with gas cooking in the home faces a comparable risk of asthma to a child living with household cigarette smoke, so says new research published by the Climate Council. The Council's Kicking the Gas Habit report is suggesting that gas cooktops could be contributing to Australia's high childhood asthma rates. CEO Michelle Goldman says more should be done to minimise the risks.
Cooking with gas in the homes contributes 12% of the childhood asthma burden, which is really significant. And in fact, the risk is so high, it's comparable to the risk of being exposed to secondhand smoke in the home. So many people would be shocked to learn that something just as basic as cooking on a gas stove is inadvertently increasing their children's risk of asthma. And we should be doing everything we can to reduce the risk and protect the health of our children.
Lifelong asthma sufferer Andalee Zuzic says she's surprised and wishes there was more awareness about common asthma triggers.
We've done some really great work on raising awareness of the health impacts of cigarette smoke over the years, but we've not really had that kind of communal awareness on the same level of the dangers that gas poses. I guess, you know, we've all had that understanding that particularly in older homes, you're at an increased risk of carbon monoxide poisoning from gas leaks, but in regards to its flares for asthma, that's not been so widely talked about. But I think then after reflecting on my own experience, that's when it started to make a lot more sense as a statistic.
However, risks extend beyond the home. School children in New South Wales have been unwittingly breathing in bad air for generations. Unflued or unventilated gas heaters banned elsewhere in the country are still a common fixture of classrooms across the state. The Climate Council report says the nitrogen oxides released into the classroom can trigger asthma symptoms in children. And CEO Michelle Goldman says that's unacceptable.
New South Wales is the only jurisdiction to still be using unflued gas heaters. And it's unacceptable that our children have to be exposed to this level of pollution in their classrooms. The government has said they will replace the heaters when they expire, but that could be another decade or more. And we need to provide safe classrooms for our children to learn.
Ms. Goldman says the government is aware of risks, however thinks the cost of replacement statewide is too high.
The government commissioned a report themselves, a piece of research undertaken by the Wilcock Institute to examine the health impact of being exposed to unflued gas heaters in classrooms, and it concluded that it did result in wheeze. The government then proceeded to replace the unflued gas heaters in the 100 coldest climate schools and then stopped, claiming that the economic costs outweighed the benefit of preventing children wheezing. But how do you put a price on a child's health? And how many more generations of New South Wales children are going to have to unwittingly be exposed to toxins and pollutants in their classrooms?
Dr. Kate Charlesworth from the Climate Council says there are two elements of particular concern.
Burning gas produces a whole range of air pollutants. The two that we're most concerned about of those are nitrogen dioxide and PM2.5, because they're the two pollutants that have been most closely linked with childhood asthma. Children with asthma have more sensitive airways. Those airways can get inflamed and narrow in response to triggers, and narrowing can cause them to, you know, have trouble breathing.
Australia has some of the highest rates of asthma in the world. However, the state government says claims it's contributing to the statistic are untrue. Anthony Manning from the New South Wales School Infrastructure Authority says gas heaters are closely monitored.
We actually don't agree with the premise of the report. So our New South Wales schools are safe. All our unflued gas heaters go through an annual maintenance and inspection regime to make sure they're working and they're functioning properly. And as part of programs like Cooler Classrooms, we're working our way through moving to a more efficient energy source, which is electricity for heating and cooling. So we're removing the unflued heaters.
Ross Jamieson from the Gas Appliance Manufacturers Association says any appliance can be risky if it's not properly maintained.
Look, it doesn't matter what anybody does today, everything they use has an inherent risk. Gas appliances have been designed to minimise the risk to the community, provided they're used in accordance with manufacturer's instructions.
It's recommended gas appliances be serviced at least every 2 years. Sofia Petrovic, SBS News.